شیخ باقر شریف القرشی decides to compile everything that is recorded as the seerah of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salatu was-salam in the books.
Late Qarashi, he mentions, among my works, I had a kind of mind-changing work being included in the lifestyle of Imam Sajjad.
He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in The Teacher.
We've wronged ourselves. What will we say in front of it? Mu'allim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is The Teacher. I'm Atta, the host of this program. The Teacher is mainly concerned with the lives and works of the most outstanding Muslim philosophers, thinkers, and scholars all around the Nation of Islam. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahdavi and Sheikh Ziyaniya. Sheikh Mahdavi, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Ziyaniya, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Very welcome again to the program, The Teacher. Today we want to talk about an outstanding Shiite researcher, historian, and author from Iraq, Baghir Sharif al-Qarashi, who is considered among one of the most outstanding Shiite contemporary historians, who dedicated his life to the history of the life and the seerah of Ahlul Bayt and Prophet Muhammad, with writing and compiling a series of books on which we'll be concerned for today's discussion. Sheikh Mahdavi, let's start with you today's discussion. Baghir Sharif al-Qarashi, what information do we have about his early life?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sheikh Baghir Sharif al-Qarashi or Qarashi, born to the family of knowledge whose grandfather was actually Sheikh Mahdi Qarashi, the student of Grand Ayatollah Mirza Shirazi. No. Actually, the Grand Ayatollah Mirza Shirazi is known by the issuing of the fatwa of banning tobacco.
Yes.
And the movement or the revolt against the colonial government in Iran.
That's right.
Sheikh Baghir Sharif al-Qarashi, actually, I think this is good to elaborate on his name because some of our audiences, yes, when they come up with specifically the Arabic or Persian writing of his name, they might read his name Qurashi,
yes,
related to the tribe of Quraysh, because this is what they are familiar with.
Yes.
But this is not correct, actually.
Okay.
And he also is asked about the meaning of Qarashi, and in order to respond, he said that Qarash is one of the place near Kut,
mm-hmm,
one of the cities near Najaf as well.
Yes.
So all people who related to that place or to that tribe, they all called Qarashi.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Sheikh Baghir Sharif al-Qarashi or Qarashi, this is the correct pronunciation of his name.
Yes.
He was born in 1925 and died in 2012,
yes,
just some years ago.
Yes.
He passed away. And he is considered as the great ulama who was student to Ayatollah Hakim, Ayatollah Khoui. 20 years he was a student to Ayatollah Khoui, and one of the outstanding work or,
yes,
field of study,
yes,
he was an expert to, and he is known as the Sirat al-A'immat al-Athar,
yes,
or the lifestyle, the biography of,
yes,
A'immat al-Athar.
That's all right.
Yes, he has plenty works,
yes,
regarding
we'll
the
get, yes,
field of study of Ahlul Bayt.
That's all right. Usually it's known that he's born in Najaf, but as you said, specifically, he's not born in the city of Najaf,
yes,
around the city of Najaf, in,
yes,
the suburb of Najaf. And those people who go to Najaf from these regions were called Al-Qarashi or Al-Qarashi, that's right,
yes,
and not related to the Quraysh tribe, which is in Hejaz. Okay, Sheikh Ziyaniya, let's get to you, brother. What about his education? Tell us a little bit about his education.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sheikh Baghir Sharif al-Qarashi was born in 1344 in Lunar Calendar near to Najaf, and he started his studies while he was a young man, and he studied, Islamic seminary teachings with a number of scholars like Sheikh Abbas Muzaffar and Sheikh Bashir al-Amili. And also it's notable that he studied Fara'id al-Usul, that is a high-level book in the principles of jurisprudence with Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmoud Marashi Najafi rahmatullah alayhi. So the most important point in his studying is the 20 years that Marhum Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi studied in the courses of late Ayatollah Khoui rahmatullah alayhi. And he had many handwritings from these courses.
That's right.
Of course, he had different other scholars like Sheikh Muhammad Taghi Irvani and Sayyid Muhsin Al-Hakim.
These were his teachers.
Yes.
Yes.
Besides studying, he had different activities regarding, you know, political issues and social issues. For example, when he was in the middle age, there was a time of Marxists. And, these sects and these groups were very familiar with famous amongst youngs. And Ayatollah Sayyid Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decided to write some, pamphlets or books regarding this issue to answer the questions for youth, to give them this feedback that Islam has its own, viewpoint about resistance and fighting against oppression. Because on those times, most of the people were thinking, okay, if we want to resist and stand against oppression and stand against capitalism, we need to go towards Marxists.
Or communism, it's better
to say. Or communism,
the communist thought from the Soviet Union parts. We know that the world on that time, especially in the 60s and 70s and also the 50s, were divided into two important blocks, as you say, the Western capital liberal one and the communist Marxist one. Iran also was under the shadow of these all these groups over there. So as you said, that's right, the role of ulama in that time in order to raise the flag of resistance against the oppression by the hand of Islam is also very important. So did he write any specific book or pamphlet regarding this?
Yes. For example, he wrote An-Nizam al-Siyasi fil Islam. Mm-hmm. The political system of Islam, An-Nizam al-Ijtima'i fil Islam, the social system of Islam, Al-Amal wa Huquq al-Amil fil Islam, the worker and his,
the laborer and his rights.
Yeah, the laborer and his rights.
Right. This is what the Marxist communists very much emphasize. I mean, the laborer's rights and the laborer, class of the society.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and some of these pamphlets even were translated into English to be easier transmitted to other people.
That's all right. Thank you very much. Sheikh Mahtavi, do you have anything to add to this part? I mean, the political and the social life of Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi?
Only in terms of the works. Actually, when you look at the works of Sheikh Baqir Al-Qarashi, we can categorize his works into three or four categories. Mm-hmm. One of the main categories under which you can categorize these works is the social and economic looks and views that he has regarding the welfare of the society based on the Islamic regulation, as my brother mentioned, An-Nizam al-Siyasi fil Islam, or the political system in Islam, and An-Nizam al-Ijtima'i fil Islam, and the other works which are in relation to the upbringing and social issues terms of the family, and other works which usually we do not expect scholars who only studied in Hawza generate such works. But alhamdulillah, we see that Sheikh Baqir Al-Qarashi, he was a kind of comprehensive and knowledgeable scholar who had works in different fields of studies, even though it might be considered out of the scope of Hawza or seminary studies.
That's all right. Especially because he was concerned with the history of Islam and the Shiite Islam, especially the lifestyle of the Ahlul Bayt. So he had mastery over different types of political, social, and cultural phenomena which took place during that time. So he was really capable of deriving some lessons from them, writing them and addressing them, or it's better to say updating them for his generation in the Muslim lands, especially in Iraq. We'll get to, of course, Mawsu'a Siratul Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam in upcoming session. I think it was in connection and with relation with Imam Khomeini too, isn't it, Sheikh Zainia?
Yes, Sheikh Baghir Sharif Al-Qarashi was in connection with Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi. Even he himself, Sheikh Baghir Sharif, rahmatullah alayhi, says that when I wrote a book regarding the political Islamic system, Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, paid an amount of money to me to publish that pamphlet.
That's right.
And he says that he backed the Islamic revolutionary of Iran, and he many times traveled. As you know, Iranian scholars and Iraqi scholars, they have different ties with each other. They have, you know, travels to each other's country to have discussions, to have gatherings, to have meetings. So Ayatollah Sheikh Baghir Sharif Al-Qarashi was amongst these type of scholars, and he was amongst those ones that beside having relation, you know, good relationships with Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi and the idea of Wilayatul Faqih, he had some tries to establish these ideas in the Islamic society and amongst Muslim Ummah.
That's all right. Also, one of the outstanding greatest achievements of him was founding a library in Najaf. I myself had a chance of visiting his library in the city of Najaf.
Nice to you.
Yeah, over there, a really outstanding, you know, collection of both the updated versions of the books and the manuscripts over there. And what is known, you know, whenever you got to the library, Imam Hassan al-Mushtawa's library in Najaf, you found him busy with writing and writing and writing. Most of the time of the day, he was busy with compiling and writing the book. Really an outstanding, you know, man with the foundation of the library over there. Okay, so what about history? I mean, Sheikh Mahtawi, let's talk a little bit about this. And for next session, we'll get to his works. What made him to be concerned with the history of Islam?
Okay, that is a very good question. That when we look at the works of Sheikh Baghir Al-Qarashi, we see the beginning works of his history has nothing to do with the history. Actually, these are generally speaking about the Islam, having ideas on society, having ideas on politics, having ideas on economics. These field of study actually are deriving, writing the books in the specific field of Hawza and seminary studies. But later on, we see that he has started and then being famous and known as one of the outstanding historians who dedicated his life to generate and author the books in relation to the life of Ahlul Bayt.
That's all right.
There is a very nice history behind this, as he himself mentions in his biography that he has a life-changing experience with Ayatollah Shahid Sayyid Muhammad Baghir al-Sadr. In that meeting, he was seeking his consultation that I am really interested in Quranic studies and tafsir things.
Yes.
And I would like to have some works in the field of Quran. In that meeting, Shahid Sayyid Muhammad Baghir al-Sadr gives him this idea that in terms of Quranic studies and tafsir, we have, alhamdulillah, plenty works. But in relation to the lifestyle, specifically lifestyle,
Siratul
Ahlul Bayt.
Yes, very good.
This is very good to have new ideas, new works. And if you have time and if you are interested, it's better to dedicate your life and your knowledge to generate books in this field of study.
Oh, very good.
And he actually remembers this life-changing
moment,
experience in his life that he shifted to this field of
very
study
good.
And we can see more than 50 titles have been generated
upon the suggestion of Shahid Hassan to him. That's all right. And what a fruitful suggestion was that, you know, and as you said, that's right, this seerah of the infallible Imams and also Prophet Muhammad and the Masumin is really, I think, a neglected and forgotten one, especially historian with a correct and authentic look at the original resources can still work on that and can still produce many outstanding works. And finally, Shaykh Baghir Sharif Al-Gharashi passed away on Sunday, Rajab 26, 1433, coinciding with June 16, 2012, in the city of Najaf, and Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad Sayyid Al-Hakim. We dedicated one of our sessions to this outstanding man, said the funeral prayer on his body. He was taken, I think, into his own library,
yes,
in the city of Najaf. Again, one of the customs of the ulama to be buried in their own, library. We can say that's right, libraries, the libraries that they have made, like Ayatollah Ma'arashi Najafi in Qom and the other scholars. May Allah bless him and may Allah give us a chance to read out his works, especially in the life of Ahlul Bayt, inshallah. Thank you much, Sheikh Zainia and Sheikh Matabi.
You're most welcome.
And dear audience and dear listeners, thank you much for listening to the program, The Teacher. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/Call of Islam page, or to our YouTube channel and Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. Till another episode, fi aman Allah, God bless you all. معلم